they're making me really, really ill. If I'm getting woke up by getting stamped from above my head this morning, I was laying down in my front room. They go directly where they know I'm asleep rather than start stamping above me. I know in my human rights under Article 3, it says mental or physical sufferings will amount to torture. So it doesn't matter if it's physical or mental torture, as long as it's something, and I've explained to the people, I do not like the way that you're treating me, please will you stop. Now I'm concerned because they forged an ASBO application, an injunction against me. The judge wouldn't accept it, he threw it out. They put another one in with fraudulent paper, the council did. And I'm concerned to see if I've got them conditions on me. That's what I'm trying to find out for myself. Do I have an injunction or any conditions on me?
I wouldn't be able to confirm that over the phone, I'm afraid. So you'd have to go to the police station with ID and ask for the fund transfer. Because if they detect you and they find you guilty, then you would have
to... I can give you my personal details and fulfill the requirement.
That doesn't matter whether you give them to me on the phone. I can't verify who you are.
So, but all I'm asking is if there's it ain't data protection. It says on Crime Stoppers it's because you've advertised it in the newspapers. If Simon breaks any of these conditions, phone 999 and tell you stuff. So you've asked the whole wide world already to tell you this personal information you're on about. Yeah, but this is public information. It's already in the newspaper. Your company. The company head you represent put it in the newspaper. I won't go into Edmonton Police Station. They're holding me. They're illegally detaining me in my house right now. They're illegally detaining me with missing secrets. Am I allowed to act in... Is it illegal for me to act in self-defence? I've just explained to you, I keep getting assaulted. You lot keep telling me that you're not going to protect me and you're not going to take a statement of me. I'm telling you I've got witness statements. I'm telling you I've got other people that have stayed in my flat that have also been a victim to what they're doing. Yeah? No, I've got cameras in every single room of my house, in my front room, in my kitchen. What they are doing is with criminal intent under the 1941 Act. Somebody should go into that house under SOCA and they should freeze the house under as a crime scene. They're using things as intent. They're leaving them there. They've got wooden flooring. They're not supposed to have wooden flooring. They're dropping articles onto the wooden flooring. The council won't take the wooden flooring out. The whole flat has been destroyed. It ain't even their flat. They're not secure tenants. I'm a secure tenant. They're just living under the Statue of Merton. The Statue of Merton is the first law that was ever passed in this country, yeah?
Okay, I will get someone to call you in regards
to
this, okay?
So is my life only worth a phone call? My protection only worth a phone call?
I can't send anyone right now, sir, because you're
my life is not in danger. I've been having heart palpitations. I've got mental health. I've been having heart palpitations, yeah, and I've been making a report documenting. I have been documenting it in a report. I am corporate. I'm recording your. Can I have a CAD number to this? Can I have your CAD number, please? And can I have your name, please? And what is that today's date? And what is today's date?
Today's date is the 2nd of March.
2018, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your name, please?
It's 926 Charlie.
And what centre are you calling from? Hendon, Bow, Lambeth?
Bow.
You're in Bow, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me that...
Need an ambulance?
Can you please tell me on the computer, yeah, when the last time that I phoned you in regards to me getting attacked is? And asked you to come to my house and protect me?
I cannot tell you. Not told me your details.
My name is Mr. Simon Cordell, the 26th of the 1st, 1981, and I live at 109 Burncroft Avenue.
Okay, and like I told you before, I cannot confirm any details on the phone with you because I do not know.
Well, I'm quite shocked at because I've got about 17 other phone calls of people doing it. I'm going to fill a report in, and Bo's getting served, you know, and all the users are getting served, you know that.
No problem.
You have a good day. Look after your job.
Okay.